It's been a year, as we've been hearing, since the first national lockdown. And Claire Ashford, what a year it has been.
That would probably be the understatement of the year. We thought we would revisit some of the people who were making a difference then and still are now. And last May, we spoke to Austrian Borders Food Bank. So what's been going on since? Liz Jeremy is project manager. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Good to speak to you.
And to you. How's the past year been for you in general then?
It's been manic, hectic, busy, full, you know, completely challenging. But, you know, I'm glad that we're here.
How much extra have you had to do over the past year because of what's happened?
I think a lot more extra. You know, we've had to streamline our service to make it much more efficient so that every single volunteer is there to do a job. I mean, historically, you know, volunteering can be a time when you come and meet your friend volunteers and you come and chat with each other and then help the community as you're doing that. At the moment, whilst we still have a great friendship base, it's very much you're here to come and do a job and to get that job done really well. So it has changed for the volunteers. You know, we've gone from sort of 50 volunteers to currently about 25 active volunteers. So, yeah.
Is that because they don't want to do it because of safety aspects or because you can't have that many?
Because of social distancing, you can't physically have as many volunteers as we could in the buildings that we have. But also because of safety, some were furloughed because of age or, you know, relatives that are also vulnerable, that sort of thing. Yeah.
And have you noticed a change in the types of people using the food bank?
Definitely. We've seen a changing face of food bank users, really. People who've never had to use food banks before or had to apply for benefits before, that's been a first for a lot of people. In fact, it is the biggest increase of food bank users are those first-time users who are trying to navigate all these new aspects of having to receive help. Yeah.
And have they give you any examples of what the situation is for them that's changed and why they needed the food bank?
Oh, definitely. People being furloughed and then perhaps being furloughed and going back to work for one day and then being told you haven't got a job anymore. Perhaps more than one person in the house being furloughed as well and then trying to manage on reduced pay when you're paying bills that are up to your previous salary. People who've been sick, we have been giving parcels and delivering parcels to people with COVID before they feel well enough to then order food for themselves, or perhaps they've gone sick but they don't have a security of sick pay from work. Sometimes if you're the main earner and you're on just sick pay, that doesn't go the distance for the whole family for the whole month. So, yeah, it is pretty much COVID-related that people are having to use the food bank.
How distressed have they been, Liz?
A lot of people have been worried, feeling that they don't qualify for food bank help, that somebody else must be worse off than them, shock that they're in that situation, anger, obviously, feeling let down and worried about what's going to happen next.
And yeah. How many people are you helping currently?
Well, we've done the stats actually for the year. You know, I did 17th of March 2020 to the 18th of March 21. So we have helped 4,446 people for that year. And we've received from businesses, charities, supermarkets, schools and churches, individuals, 47.5 tonnes of food. And we've given away 44 tonnes of food in those food parcels. So it's huge amounts, really. 55% increase of food bank use from last year.
Where does yours come from? Because, of course, a lot of places, restaurants and stuff like that are closed. Do you get a lot of yours from supermarkets?
Yeah, so the big supermarkets, you know, the big ones that you'd expect, like Sainsbury's in Oxford Street and Tesco in Ellesmere, Marks and Spencer's, M&S, Lidl, Aldi, Morrison's have been fantastic as well. And then we have village supermarkets. So we have stands in St Martin's. Yeah. We even have little one-stop shops and corner village stores. We've got a fantastic little village store in Trevonan who've been amazing, putting a shelf aside for people to donate food bank items. Businesses who say, well, we've got this amount of money to help you, what would you need? And sometimes we ask them to buy microwaves and kettles and toasters to help people who've perhaps been made homeless. And also schools and churches and individuals. And some who perhaps can't donate food anymore have donated money or set up standing orders, so we've then been able to buy food, so you know, to supplement that. We are able to give out meat vouchers for people as well to supplement their diet, and through various funding we're able to give fruit and veg to people as well, fresh fruit and veg from the supermarket, so they get a really good pack of food. Yeah,
this is not going to suddenly correct itself if lockdown finishes, or when lockdown finishes, because the impact on these people's lives is going to take quite a while to recover, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're so thankful for the generosity of the community that enables us to remain buoyant and sustainable, and we're here for as long as people need us. So sometimes they might need us once, and sometimes they need us for long-term support. So we do have some families who are food bank dependent, and that is a sad reflection of what's happening, but at the same time I'm glad that we can do that to relieve the situation for their income outgoings.
Liz, you're doing an amazing job. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning, and obviously all your team as well. Thank you.
Yeah, they're amazing. Thank you very much for having us.
Liz Jeremy, Project Manager at the Oswestry and Borders Food Bank, doing amazing things helping people.